Amén.
Happy New Year to all.
今天呢，是我们新年的2013年的第一天。
Today is the first day of year 2013.
我们在新的一年，我们都会有一些新的希望。
In this new year, we all have new hope.
我们有新的计划。
We have new plans.
我们希望在新的一年能够有更多的成长跟进步。
We all wish that in this coming year we will have more growth and more developments.
那么就像圣经的有一段经文就写着说，你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
Just like what the Bible says, that as your day, so shall your strength be.
我们来请看生命记33章。
Please turn to Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33.
生命记33章25节。
Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25. The bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze, and your strength will equal your days.
在这里说到呢，你的门栓是铜的，是铁的，代表说是非常坚固的一个保障。
When it says here, the bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze, it means that the door is very sturdy and strong.
那么接着说，你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
And then it says, your strength will equal your days.
意思说，你的日子越来越多，你的力量也越来越多。
What it means to say that is that as you gain more days, you will gain more strength.
所以这是一个祝福的话。
This is a statement of blessing.
摩西对着十二个支派祝福他们未来的发展。
Over here, Moses is blessing the 12 tribes for their future developments.
这句话也是我们在新的一年我们可以互相的祝福。
This very verse is also a blessing for all of us here.
真的呢，我们一般来讲啊，人的生命日子越多，当然身体会慢慢的衰败下来。
For human in general, as the days go by, your strength will diminish by the day.
身体的力量可能就会衰败了，因为老化了。
The physical strength will diminish because of getting old.
但是呢，这里的这句祝福的话呢，却刚好颠倒了。
But then this blessing is just the opposite.
它要让我们日子越来越多，可是我们的力量也越来越多。
This will allow us to gain more strength as the day goes.
所以这个力量呢，就不是指的一般的身体的这个力量。
Then this strength that is speaking over here is not in reference of the physical strength that we know.
因为身体的这个器官一定会年纪越来越大就会衰败了，会老化了，这是很正常的现象。
All of the strength of our organs in our bodies will diminish over the days as we age.
但是这里说的日子越来越多，你的力量也越来越多，是指的精神的力量，或指的团体的力量。
But over here it says your strength will equal your days. It means that your spirit and your soul will grow by the day.
就好像是我们教会这个团体的力量一样。
Just likened to the strength, the church as a whole.
我们温哥华教会从开始设立教会到现在这二三十年以来，我们是越来越成长，力量越来越大。
Right from when we founded Vancouver Church. In these past 20, 30 years, we have gained more strength by the day.
这里就是这句话所说的说，日子越多，你的力量也越来越多。
That's exactly what it means. Your strength will equal your days.
这是代表我们一个成长跟进步的目标。
This symbolizes the goal and objectives that we have.
这是我们每天都需要有的一个成长的目标。
And this is the very goal that we need to have in our everyday growth.
我们也都希望呢，我们发酸的腿能够挺起来，来得到力量，继续走下去。
We all need our exhausted legs to be able to stand up again and walk.
我们来看希伯来书12章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书12章12节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees.
13节。
Make level path for your feet so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed.
这里说把下垂的手、发酸的腿把它挺起来。
Over here it says, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees.
这里呢不是指的肉体的这种啊手跟啊腿呢啊的问题。
They're not speaking about the physical arms and also knees.
这里讲的是属灵的层面来看。
This is looking at the from the perspective of spirituality.
我们的手是拿来做事情的。
Our arms is for work.
因此这里说下垂的手就指的工作的手能不能有工作的力量展现出来。
When it says feeble arms, it means that whether we have the strength to work.
发酸的腿是指的我们一般走路啊就是行为的表现。
The weak knees is referring to whether we have the strength to walk spiritually.
所以我们的行为要有好的表现出来。
Therefore, we need to have good deeds and also good work.
然后为自己的脚把道路修直了。
And make level path for your feet.
我们就可以走得更好。
So that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed.
最后还可以得到医治。
In the end, you will be healed.
这就是啊这里所说的啊一种属灵的力量。
This is what it referring to. It is the spiritual strength.
我们就在思想了新的一年，我们希望得到力量。
Think about this. We need to have more strength in this coming year.
可是得力量的秘诀是什么呢？
But what is the secret of receiving this strength?
我们只会用嘴巴来祝福吗？
Don't we just bless with our lips?
用言语的祝福还不够，我们应该有一个具体的成长的计划。
It is insufficient to just give blessing with our lips, but we need to have a solid plan.
所以呢，在以赛亚书有一句话非常好，说如何得到力量的秘诀。
Therefore, in the book of Isaiah, it talks about how what is the secret behind receiving strength.
我们先来看以赛亚书三十章。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel says, In repentance of rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it.
这里呢，神这么说，你们得救在乎归回安息。
The Sovereign Lord says that in repentance, the rest is your salvation.
这就是啊得救呢，就是要有归回到神那里去，然后再来神那里才能够得到啊灵的安息，这样我们就得救了。
When you have salvation, so can you return to the Lord. When you return to the Lord, so can you have rest. And when you have rest, then you will have true peace in heaven.
接着说，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
It says your in quietness and trust is your strength.
就是说平静呢，啊，这是一个灵上的平静。
This quietness is referring to spiritual quietness.
一个人啊，如果心中啊一直烦躁不安呐、啊，啊，他是没有办法做事情的。
When a person is unrest at heart, he cannot do any work.
或者是他做的话，啊，会把碗呐、啊，啊，都弄翻了，啊，就啊搞砸了。
As he work, he might have broken the vessel and mess up the whole work.
所以呢，一定要让我们的心灵平静。
Therefore, we need to quiet our spirit.
在平静当中会得到力量。
Within quietness, we will gain strength.
再来安稳呢，就是一种信靠的心。
And then the trust is also our strength.
因为我们呢、啊、信靠神，我们就会从神那里得到力量。
When we trust God, then we'll receive strength from God.
因此，这里所谓的得力，在乎平静安稳。
So what it means to say here is in quietness and also trust is our strength.
我们要得到力量，就是要学习如何让我们的心灵能够平静，在神的里面来得到安稳的心。
In order to receive strength from the Lord, then we need to quiet ourselves and we need to have the trust in the Lord.
就像约瑟呢，啊，他遇到很多的灾难。
Just like unto Joseph, he has encountered a lot of adversity.
他得到父亲特别的宠爱，给他做了一件彩衣给他穿。
The father loved him so much that he has been made a colored gown.
因为约瑟的母亲是拉结，是雅各最疼爱的一个妻子。
And his mother, Rachel, who's the most loved by his father.
那么这个既然是他最疼爱妻子所生的约瑟，当然就得到父亲最大的疼爱。
Since this son has been begotten by the most beloved wife, therefore the father will love this son dearly.
也因为约瑟的行为表现一直都是合乎爸爸的标准跟要求。
And because the acts and also deeds of Joseph have been in accordance with what Abraham was expecting.
而他的十个哥哥们呢，行为表现不好。
And the ten brothers did not live up to the standards of the father.
在这样的比较之下，当然父亲是更疼爱这个乖巧一个好的孩子。
Under such a comparison, Joseph is the probably the most behaving child among all.
但是约瑟后来被他哥哥们嫉妒陷害，卖到埃及去。
Because of jealousy, Joseph had been sold to the land of Egypt.
这时候的约瑟他开始流浪了。
And Joseph lived the days of drifting.
他离开父亲。
And then he left his father.
离开他的兄弟。
He left his brother.
他一个人孤单的到了埃及。
He was alone traveling to Egypt.
而且埃及的语言跟他们希伯来话的语言是不一样的。
The Egyptian language is different from Hebrews that they were speaking about.
他就在一个护卫长的家里呢当奴隶。
So he had been a slave for a master.
这个时候呢，他唯一的依靠是从神来的。
The only reliance that he had at that time is from God.
所以我们看约瑟呢，他一直有力量继续来走他人生的道路。
We see that Joseph continued to have strength to walk on his path, his journey.
我们看到约瑟呢，一直都是保持心灵的平静跟安稳。
And we could see the quietness and also trust in the hearts of in the heart of Joseph.
所以不论他到哪里去，神都与他同在。
Regardless where he was, the Lord was present with him.
因为他在心灵上是平静的，他没有去烦躁不安去抱怨神。
He's quiet at heart. He has no complaint against God in harshness.
因此他在护卫长的家里呢，做事情的时候都得到神的同在，所做的一切都非常顺利。
Therefore, when he was a slave at the home of the commander, then he quietly worked for the Lord.
护卫长也看见了这件事情。
And the commander saw all that he has done.
就把所有的事情都交付给他去办理。
Then he has been entrusted with all the responsibility of the household.
唯有没有把他的妻子交给他了。
The only thing that the commander did not hand over is his very wife.
当然呢，这是约瑟也非常尊敬他的祖母。
Of course, Joseph respected the wife of the master.
虽然他后来被引诱，但是他是仍然拒绝仍然要保守神的给他的一种圣洁的身份。
Even though Joseph had been seduced, but then he was able to keep himself holy and clean.
所以我们看到约瑟一直是安静的。
We saw that Joseph was very quiet.
后来呢他被祖母陷害，关在监狱里面。
And because of the wife of the master, that he has been jailed.
但是他在监狱里面仍然是平静安稳的心。
In the prison, he was the same. He was quiet.
他还可以观察酒正跟膳长他们的生活以及他们的表情。
And he was able to observe the feelings of the cupbearers in the prison.
后来才为他们解梦。
And therefore, he was able to tell them the meaning of their dreams.
这就是约瑟呢，他不断得到神的同在。
And you could see that there's continual presence of the Lord with Joseph.
因为他的心里是平静的。
Because his heart was quiet.
我们可以练习如果在你的内心在烦躁不安的时候，闭上眼睛。
We could practice this way when we feel that we're so unrestful. Try to close your eyes and
然后做一个深呼吸做十次。
And take a deep breath.For 10 times.
慢慢的让你的心平静下来。
So then you will gradually quiet your hearts down.
然后在平静当中也许你就会想到解决问题的办法。
Within this quietness, perhaps you will find a way of resolving your problems.
也许你就得到那种力量的来源。
Maybe you will receive the strength, the source of the strength.
就得到那种从神来的智慧。
And you will receive the wisdom from the Lord.
所以呢，得力在乎平静安稳。这个安静呢，真的是一个非常宝贵的一个操练。
Therefore, quietness and also in trust that we receive the strength.
我们看到主耶稣呢，他在世上的工作非常繁忙。
And we know that the Lord Jesus was very busy in his ministry in the world.
但是呢，他仍然不会放弃那个安静的时刻。
But then he had never given up a moment of quietness of himself.
他很安静的就到旷野去祷告。
He quietly went to the wilderness to pray.
好多人啊，都要找他啊。
Many people were looking for him.
但是呢，他就是安静的到旷野去祷告。
He was quiet and he prayed.
我们看马可福音第一章。
Please turn to Gospel of Mark, chapter 1.
马可福音第一章三十五节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
36节。
Simon and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, Everyone is looking for you.
38.
Jesus replied,Let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages so I can preach there also. That is why I have come.
39.
So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons.
这里记载在天未亮耶稣就起来了到旷野去祷告。
Over here it says that while it was still dark, Jesus already got up and left the house.
这个时候的心灵是最平静的。
It was the moment which is the quietest.
没有一些世上的杂念。
There's no interference from the thoughts of the world.
但是他这是非常忙碌的一个生活啊。
It was such a busy life that he had.
所以呢，门徒赶快去找他。
And the disciples were looking for him.
遇见了就对他说：“众人都找你。”
And when they saw Jesus, they quickly said, "Everyone is looking for you."
他真的很忙碌。
Jesus was so busy.
整城的人 都把病人带到他面前 要求 主耶稣来医治他们。
There are so many people brought the sick in front of him from the city to look for him.
那么被鬼害附着的人 也都到耶稣面前，然后把鬼赶出去。
And also those who have been possessed by demon has also come to him for healing.
所以整城的人 都聚集要来找耶稣。
All the people from the villages approach him.
但是主耶稣这么忙碌，他仍然不会忘记平静的时刻。
Even though the Lord Jesus was so busy, but he had never forgotten that he need to have a quiet moment.
所以在早上天未亮，他就起来到旷野去祷告。
When the day was still dark, Jesus got up and left the house and went to pray.
所以我们也要寻找一天最安静的时刻，在神的面前跪下祷告。
Therefore, we need to pick a day.A moment of quietness to pray to the Lord.
这是我们寻找安静以及平稳的心。
That's the way how we can seek after quietness and trust.
在神面前祷告来得到力量的秘诀。
And that's a very secret that how we can receive strength from God in quietness and trust.
安静真的是得到力量的秘诀，我们可以练习练习，你就会明白。
If you practice this quietness,then as you practice more, you will receive strength.
第二个得力量的方法。
The second method of receiving strength.
我们看箴言二十四章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言二十四章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5. A wise man has great power, and a man of knowledge increases strength.
第六节
For waging war, you need guidance, and for victory, many advisors.
第七节
Wisdom is too high for a fool. In the assembly at the gate, he has nothing to say.
这里说智慧人大有能力
It says here, wisdom, a wise person who has great power.
有知识的人是力上加力
And a man of knowledge increases strength.
所以呢，我们要追求知识跟智慧。
Therefore, we have to go after wisdom and also knowledge.
知识就是一种力量。
Knowledge in itself is a strength.
因为啊，我们有知识，我们就可以处理很多的事情。
With knowledge, then we can deal with a lot of matters.
所以呢， 这就是为什么孩子要到学校读书。
This is the very reason why our child or children need to go to school.
因为到学校读书啊，老师就会教给他们很多的知识。
In a school, there are a lot of exchanges of knowledge.
然后明白这些知识，学习到这些技能，他就能够来生活，能够找工作。
With this knowledge, they gain skills so they can build up their livelihood.
所以呢，知识是我们要找工作的第一个条件。
So knowledge is the first criteria for us to find a career.
特别这里指的举一个例子说，在打仗的时候更需要有知识。
It says here even at the waging war that we need to have knowledge.
因为打仗是一个生死的一个大问题。
Because in the war, it is a problem of life and death.
不是你死就是我活，这是一个非常重要的课题，就绝对不能马虎的、随便的。
Either you or I die, or neither one of us. It's very important.
因此，一定要有好的智慧，才能够去打胜仗，保护自己的安全。
It is only with good knowledge so that we can protect ourselves.
而这样的知识当然是太重要了。
Such kind of knowledge is very important.
所以是个力量的根源要不断的追求。
Therefore, this source of strength that we have to always pursue after.
所以在箴言里面呢，从头到尾一直的强调智慧的宝贵。
There are multiple emphasis of this importance of knowledge in the book of Proverbs.
我们要不断的来寻求智慧。
And we have to continue to pursue knowledge.
就像所罗门王他开始当王了。
Just likened to King Solomon when he was enthroned.
他向神来祷告。
And he prayed to the Lord.
他向神献祭。
And he offered to the Lord.
结果神在晚上在梦中对他显现。
And then it was at night when he was in his dream, the Lord appeared to him.
他就说你希望我赐给你什么？
What do you wish for?
那个时候呢，所罗门王才刚开始当王。
And that was at the very beginning stage when he just became a king.
在梦中神对他显现说，你愿意我赐给你什么，你可以求，我都会愿意给你。
In a dream, the Lord asked him, "What do you wish for? Whatever you ask for, I will give it to you."
哇，这是一个非常大的一个应许。
And that is the greatest blessings of all.
今天我们如果在梦中得到神这样的应许，我们会向神求什么呢？
If the Lord were to ask you the same question today, what will you ask for?
我们会求生命的长寿吗？
Will we ask for longevity?
我们会求很多的财富吗？
Will we ask for wealth?
我们会求一个身体健康吗？
Will we ask for health?
我们会求很多的子子孙孙吗？
Will we ask for a lot of descendants?
我们会求什么呢？
What will we ask for?
我们来看一下《列王纪上》第三章。
Please turn to 1 Kings chapter 3.
列王记上第三章
First King chapter 3
第五节
Verse 5
我们从第五节开始读到十二节
Let's read from verse 5 to 12 At Gibeon the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in the dream and God said Ask for whatever you want me to give you Solomon answered You have shown great kindness to your servant my father DavidBecause he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, but I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties.Your servant is here among the people. You have chosen a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, Since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth,For yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but the discernment in administering justice. I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be.
好，这里就记载了啊，神对所罗门王的一个应许，说你要求什么，我都可以给你呀。
This passage talk about that the Lord that asked him that ask whatever you want me to give you.
而这个所罗门王啊啊，他知道自己还是年幼，不知道如何来啊带领全国的百姓。
At the time, King Solomon knew that he was young. He did not know how to lead and guide the people.
所以他向神求智慧。
Then he asked from the Lord the wisdom.
来判断百姓。能够辨别是非
so that he will have the power, the strength of discernment of good and wrong.
所罗门王能够这样的求智慧，也代表了他这种智慧的选择。
The fact that he has asked for this strength of discernment, that he is wise himself.
神啊，得到喜悦了。
And the Lord was very pleased.
他就对他说呢，哎呀，你求这件事情，不为自己求寿。求财富啊，不求灭绝仇敌的性命，单求智慧，真的是一个非常啊重要的一个选择。
And the Lord was so pleased because he didn't ask for health, he didn't ask for wealth, and also the death of his enemies, but rather he asked for this discerning heart.
所以呢，神就很乐意的要赐给他聪明智慧。
Therefore, the Lord was willing to give him this wisdom.
甚至是一个空前绝后的。
Even to the point that this.That no one will be like him, nor there will be after.
而神啊，给他智慧以外，也把啊富足跟尊荣也一起赏赐给他。
At the same time, the Lord has given him the wealth and also status.
虽然这是一个梦，可是却是神给他的异梦，将来都应验了。
Even though it's a dream, but this is a vision, and everything that is said in the dream has been realized.
后来圣经就记载了他如何审判两个妓女呢，在争夺一个孩子的一个权利的问题。
And later on, they have he has the wisdom to judge over this fight among two prostitutes over a child.
所以呢，我们要向神求智慧。
So we have to ask from the Lord this wisdom.
我们要追求智慧。
We have to pursue wisdom.
我们可以多看一些书籍，看看别人的智慧，吸收别人的一些经验。
Read more books so that you can understand the essence of other people's knowledge.
我们可以从别人的经验来得到一些宝贵的经验，我们不必再去犯同样的错误。
From the experience of others, that we can avoid ourselves the similar kind of mistakes.
我们也可以从别人的智慧里面来得到一些新的观点，来看一些同样的事情。
And from the wisdoms of others, that we can look at things from different perspective.
有时候智慧就在于观点上的差别。
Sometimes wisdom, the difference of wisdom only lies on the difference of perspective.
因为我们看到了别人所没有看到的重点。
Because we just cannot see the point that others can see.
因此呢，我们就做一个更好的智慧的选择。
Therefore, we need to make a wise choice.
这些都是我们要常常祷告、常常追求的目标。
We have to always pray and pursue after it.
因为有智慧，就会得到力量。
With wisdom, can we receive strength?
再来第三个，我们要得到力量的方法。
And the third way of receiving strength.
我们再回头看箴言24章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言二十四章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. If you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength?
这里说到了，你在患难的日子若胆怯，你的力量就微小了。这是说指的说，我们在患难的日子内心有胆怯，就是说害怕，不敢去面对。
If we are frightened and also be fearful in times of trouble,
这个时候我们的力量就微小。
That is the time when our strength diminishes.
遇到患难呢，是我们会遇到的一个很正常的现象。
It is quite normal for us to face times of trouble.
因为神总是要在患难生活当中来操练我们的信心。
Because the Lord God wants to try our faith in times of trouble.
可是呢，我们却在患难的日子不应该胆怯，不应该逃避。
But you find that we are trying to avoid and also falter in times of trouble.
我们常常看到鸵鸟啊啊的一个啊现象，我们都当作是一个笑话来说说而已。
We always speak about the phenomenon of ostrich, that we laugh at it.
它遇到患难困苦，就是把头栽到它的啊那个草丛里面，它没有看到，它就以为它是平安的啦。
When ostrich face threats, it will duck its head into the bushes, thinking that no one will see him.
可是呢，它的屁股呢，整个身体露在外面给人家看。
But then the entire body is just exposed out there, that was easily noticed.
所以我们看到鸵鸟这种现象，每次都嘲笑它。
So then we always laugh about this ostrich.
但是我们想想自己遇到患难困苦的时候，我们如果也像鸵鸟这样把头埋起来，我没有看见就没有事，我就不知道了啊。可是呢，实际上你整个身体还是面对这个危险的。
So when we think about ourselves, do we do the same thing?As this ostrich in time of trouble that we try to avoid and hide.
如果我们只是把自己的眼睛遮住，其实你还是危险还是在，根本没办法逃避的。
If we only try to block our sight, but the problem still exists.
所以呢，患难的日子啊，不应该胆怯，不应该逃避。
In times of trouble, we should not try to avoid and also escape from it.
我们只要去面对它。
We have to confront it.
啊，用眼睛看着它说。这个问题来了，我要怎么办
？Look at this problem. How can I solve it?
因此呢，我们就会在这个患难的当中呢，来向神祈求力量。
Therefore, in times of trouble, then we are able to ask for the strength from the Lord.
因为患难呢，成为我们要信心成长的一个机会了。
It is an opportunity in times of trouble that we can grow spiritually.
我们来看雅各书。
Please turn to the book of James.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter one.
雅各书第一章第二节。
James chapter 1 verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brother, whenever you face trials and many kinds.
第三节。
Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
第四节。
Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
这里说到，落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
So that it says there, it says right here that we need, to have joy in times of trial.
可是这样的说法跟我们一般人的反应刚好相反。
This is quite the opposite of what people in general thought.
我们一般呢，遇到试炼的时候，总是会难过啊，总会痛苦的，怎么会喜乐的起来
？When we face time of trouble in general, we will.painful.
但是这里呢，雅各长老却是要勉励我们说，因为这是一个好的机会来了。
But then this elder James said that this is a good time for testing your faith to develop perseverance.
因为有了试炼，我们就有这种开始信心要成长的机会。
So then there will be an opportunity for us to develop perseverance.
这个时候信心呢，经过试炼就生出忍耐。然后最后也成功的，然后得到完全。
And this perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
所以我们把每一次的患难啊试炼都当作是一个成长的机会。
Each and every trial or trouble that we may have, we must treat it as an opportunity for us to grow.
所以我们不会胆怯，不会逃避。
We shouldn't be afraid of, and we shouldn't just try to avoid it.
因为在患难当中，反而带领我们。更能够去祷告，去亲近神。
In times of trouble, that we are able to draw ourselves closer to God by prayer.
真的想一想，我们如果健康平顺的时候啊，我们离神离得远远的。
In times of health, and also peace, we always find ourselves quite distant away from God.
以为我们啊很有信心吗？其实那都是假的。
We thought that we are so filled with faith, but actually that is an illusion.
真的，我们有这么多的财富以后啊，我们就以为我自己可以做很多很多的事情，反而会因为这样而骄傲了。
Sometimes we thought that we have so much wealth that we can do anything, but that only promotes your pride.
可是呢，神就是故意让我们遇到了这些患难困苦。
But then the Lord wanted us to go through these kind of trials and testing.
给我们这种操练的机会。
And that is the opportunity for us to test ourselves.
因此，我们就可以向神祷告。
Then we can pray to the Lord,
跟神更亲近,
and to draw ourselves closer to to the Lord.
然后就会得到力量。
And then can we receive strength afterward?
最后一个方法就是要在希望当中等候神。
And last way is to wait for the Lord in hope.
我们看以赛亚书四十章。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
二十八节
，verse 28
到三十一节
，to verse 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? And the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the end of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and the young men stumble and fall.But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
这里说到了神，他是永远存在的神。
God is an ever-present Lord.
他要赐给我们力量。
And he will give us his strength.
就是少年人也会疲倦困啊的啊疲乏困倦。强壮的也会跌倒啊。
Even the youth grow tired and weary, even the strong will stumble and fall.
但是我们在希望中等候神的人却要重新得力。
But then for those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
这就是在希望当中啊得到的力量。
This is how we gain strength in time of hope.
我们每一次遇到患难困苦也都不会放弃任何的希望。
Each and every time that when we face adversity, we will not be in pain and we will not just give up.
因为我们要等候神。
Because we are waiting for the Lord.
然后会像老鹰一样展翅上腾。
It'll be just like an eagle that we soar our wings.
奔跑就不会困倦，行走也不会疲乏。
And we will run and not grow weary.
因此，我们要对神一直的抱持这样的等候的希望。
With this kind of hope that we have in the Lord.
现在也许我们还看不到到底问题如何解决。
Even though we cannot see a way of resolving this problem at the point.
但因为我们相信神。
But then we believe in the Lord.
相信神爱我们。
We believe the fact that the Lord loves us dearly.
他一定会带领我们的脚步。
He will guide our footsteps.
他一定会把最好的来赏赐给我们。
He will give us the best.
因为我们相信，所以我们就在盼望当中有了这样的力量。
Because we have such kind of faith, therefore we'll gain strength in such hope.
我们就可以一步一步的往前走。
Then can we walk ourselves forward?
而就像老鹰一样展翅上腾。
And just like the eagles, they will soar our wings.
每次看到老鹰在天空飞翔的时候呢，总觉得哇，它好自由自在。
Each time when I see this eagle flying in the sky, that I feel the freedom in it.
他不需要去一直的摆动他的翅膀啊。
He just did not have to keep on swinging his wings.
因为他已经在高空里面有很大的风可以扶持着他在天空翱翔。
Because the breezes alone can support its flight in the air.
想想呢，如果我们也像老鹰一样在天空中有一个强风支持着我们呢真的你不用费大很大的力气，你就是在天空翱翔到哪里去。这是一个自由自在的一个世界。
And think about that if we are just like in the eagle to be able to fly at the high in the strong wing, a strong wind without having to spend a lot of our strength.
所以每次看到老鹰的飞翔非常的羡慕。
I always admire the way that the eagle fly.
我们要如何像老鹰一样有这一种风把我们支撑住，我们就可以不费力气的能够翱翔在天际。
We must have the wind that is supporting the flight of the eagle so that we'll have the strength to live on.
因此呢，我们要得到这种力量的时候，就是在神的等候，在等候神的当中来得到这样的力量。我们在等候神的时候就会得到这种力量。
And as we wait for the Lord, we'll receive this kind of strength.
这就是这一段经文告诉我们的非常好的秘诀。
And this is the very secret of that we can learn from this passage.
所以我们从今天的查考里面来学习得到力量的四个秘诀。
From today and on, that we have learned four secrets.
第一个就是要安静。
First of all, to be quiet.
第二个是要智慧。
Secondly, is to have wisdom.
第三就是不要胆怯。
And thirdly, is not to be fearful or falter.
第四就是要等候神。
And fourthly, is to await for the Lord.
我们现在请成人诗班来献诗赞美神。
We ask the adult choir to present a few hymns for God. Thank you.
感谢神呢，我们听了诗班的献诗呢，心灵啊啊，非常的快乐。
Thank God that we're very joyful after hearing the presentation of the choir.
尤其是唱到欢乐颂啊，真的是把我们的心情啊提到最高点。
Just like the last hymn that we have just heard, our hearts and also our feelings have been uplifted.
听了他们的诗歌以后，我们也想赶快来唱诗。
So let's sing hymn right now.
一起唱93首。
Please sing hymn number 93.